A home for an amplified music. Not what it might have known now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Ooh, Totally Acoustic.
Very good, what an And congratulations to a little orchestra. That's the most people have ever seen my arse do that particular thing. Good, excellent. Well, I think it's time to get going then, shall we? So please welcome to the stage a little orchestra.
Thank you all very much. Yes, we are a little orchestra, and we've actually been on much smaller stages than this, haven't we? This is luxuriously large. It's like a very wonderfully large stage that we're in at the moment. We were set up about 2 years ago now, I think, mainly owing to the energies of a chap called Monster Bobby, Bobby Barry. He can't be with us now because he's moved to Paris. Thank you very much. And sometimes he's here, but he isn't tonight, which is why I'm talking. My name's Nicola. How do you do?
How do you do?
Now, what we're going to do is, in our set, we're going to do three songs, three numbers ourselves, and then three with this fellow over here who's taking a surreptitious photograph of us without asking for permission. From his own music, his own set, Mark's own music. So three from us, three from him. And I won't tell you what they are in advance. I'll ask you afterwards if you have worked out what they are. And there is no prize at all, except we'll all smile at you.
Thank you.
Go by Moby.
Yowls are not what they seem.
Is that what it's actually called? I just thought that. It's just
a line from the program.
Ah, okay, fine. So that means everybody now has to smile. Yeah. Alright, the next one. The next one so, is. I'll give you a clue. From 1982.
Thank you.
forward to singing that since I was 16. It's been a very long time. Just a year or two, thanks. I love
them. So now this next one is the song we've done this song before. This song is about love within the information technology community. Subject for some reason rarely covered, I think. And this song is called It Only Works Because You're Here. Computer desk. He waits and takes the lift to her floor and says, "Show me the problem then." She's mildly mortified to find that everything's working again. She flushes bright pink, which he thinks is wonderful. She feels like such a fool, and so she says,
Steve.
No,
and We're here this evening to introduce our keynote speaker, Sir Wilberforce P. Hartington, B.A. Arms.
Hello, good evening. It's still me. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm here to tell you the secret story of the greatest hero that Earth has never known. So, prepare yourselves for the secret story of Moon Horse, the greatest hero Earth has never known. Moon Horse, and he's sentinel but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. On my way to work each morning, I've often stopped and wondered at the lack of dead people lying around.
Oh, Sir Wilberforce, you giddy goat, what are you going on about?
You might be moved to ask. Well, I will respond to that with a simple story of the heroic acts unmatched in human history, and it went a little something like this.
Ye gods! My archenemies, the Marsmen of Jupiter, have developed a plan to kill every single living being on Earth and its immediate environs.
Ha 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 ha! No, foolish Jeffrey Livingstone! Only life on dry land! Otherwise we'd die too, wouldn't we, you wazzock?
Well, I did wonder, but how does that help you?
I'm in the bath. Start the countdown! Prepare to die, Jeffrey Livingstone!
No!
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh.
Well done, Moon Horse. You've scared him out of the bath.
He did a big moon poo in the bathwater.
Stop the countdown, Marsmen of Jupiter. There's no time to run another bath now.
By moon poo defeated.
I tell you what, then, Moon Horse. That bathwater smells rather nice. What have you been eating?
Nay, nay.
What's that? Cinnamon, frankincense, and wild orange oil?
And that's how they invented lush bath. All thanks to Moon Horse, the greatest hero that's never known. Moon Horse, standing sentinel but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. I wonder if you've thought about how awful it would be if we were all made slaves of Satan.
Oh, Sir Wilberforce, you duffer, it could simply never happen.
You might say, but you'd be mistaken. You see, we were nearly taken into his dread domain. But a pair of heroes were there to save the day, and it went a little something like this.
Ye gods, Satan himself has developed a diabolical, literally diabolical plan to destroy the Earth.
Yes, the banished from the Earth and free to walk the moon, from whence they can hurl a maletis, the devilish, literally devilish, device to Earth, thus. You're equine idiot. You can push and shove all you like, but my Mephistophelian, literally, Mephistophelian mixer, she has already landed on Earth, and in your own United Kingdom to boot.
You fiend!
Literally.
What have you done?
There's no harm in telling you now. My Mephistophelian mixer, she mixes together her current location with that of Hell itself. The location on Earth, she morphs into Hades and vice versa. But I wonder, which luckless postcard has already morphed into Hell itself?
No!
What? No! What have you done? Turn it off! Turn it off!
You fool, Lucifer! Moonhorse deliberately knocked your device off course to send it to the one place on Earth worse than even Hell itself.
Birmingham New Street Station!
It's okay, Lucifer. We'll help you turn this off. But there'll always be a small part of your satanic palace that is forever in the Midlands.
And that's how they designed the Selfridges building. All thanks to moon pass, the greatest hero ever's never known. Moon pass, standing sentinel but never alone. Saving the planet with a human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. Saving the planet, Moonhorse and his companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. But how, you must be wondering, can it be that nobody has ever heard of them? Join us now for Episode 1, The Secret Origin of Jeffrey Livingstone and Moonhorse. Our story begins in the heady days of 1965 at the secret headquarters of the British Space Agency on the Isle of Wight, where a young Jeffrey Livingstone is greeting a very, very important visitor.
Well, it's delightful to have you all here at the secret British Space Agency on the Isle of Wight, and I'm very excited to introduce our special guest, the current Prime Minister, Mr. Harold Wilson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Tell me, young man, what is this gigantic tube contraption that you're building?
Well, sir, this is Project SABBGATM.
SABBGATM?
Shoot a bloody big gun at the moon.
And this is the bloody big gun in question, is it?
Very much so, sir, yes. We're going to put a man in a capsule, pop it in, point it at the moon and see what happens.
And you've run tests on it, have you?
Not really, sir, no. This is the 1960s. We thought we'd just have a go and see what happens.
Fair enough. Let's have a go.
Let's have a go. What's the worst that could happen?
We're going to get someone shot off of the planet.
We could do tests, but to be honest, I don't think anyone can really be bothered. We built an air pistol to shoot at the moon. We're going to fire it this afternoon.
Will it work?
Well, yes, we think that it should. It seemed like a good idea in the pub.
Let's have a go.
Let's have a go. What's the worst that can happen?
You might miss and hit a different planet.
No, we reckon it should all be good. We're pretty sure the spaceship won't blow up.
We'll need an astronaut who'll volunteer.
I'll have a go.
Well done, Jeffrey. I'll get you a beer. Do you mind being shot out of a gun?
Not at all. That's my idea of fun.
Let's have a go.
Let's have a go. What's the worst that can happen?
I'm sure you'll like it on a different planet.
Well, technically, it's a satellite.
Whatever. I can't be standing around here all night. Let's go. Five, four, three, two, one. Fire!
Shanklin, we have a problem. Space has made me colour more all funny. Shanklin, it's like being on water. I've got a strange sensation in my tummy.
Jeffrey, this is Shanklin. We've spoken to the medical department. Jeffrey,
they've informed us that
there should be some pear drops in the glove compartment.
Oh yes, that's much better. Next stop, the moon.
Touch wood. We had a go!
We had a go!
And by George it worked, we had a go!
First Englishman to be planet Earth!
We had a go! Just one little thing I meant to ask him. What's the plan for when you want to come back?
Oh, bugger. I knew there was something.
Oh, dear. Oh, never mind. I'm just going to pop off and go and see President Lyndon B. Johnson. I'm sure that he'll be able to help us out.
Howdy! I'm President Lyndon B. Johnson. Yeehaw!
Oh, I say, Mr. President, is that a cowboy hat you're wearing?
Indeed it is, sir. And as I am a native Texan, it is both justified and historically accurate.
Fair enough. Well, Mr. President.
Call me Tex, Harry.
Tex? I must say, I'm very much looking forward to working with you.
Me too, Harry. Me too. We're going to have a very special relationship. Hands across the water is how it always ought to be. For you and me, I'll be your buddy.
I'll be your chum.
We're gonna get a lot of foreign policy done.
We're gonna have a special relationship. Bum bum, special relationship.
Howard, do you remember Macmillan and JFK?
Hey, those two cowpokes got along okay, but we'll go together like a pair of pants.
Mr. President, would you care to dance?
Whatever else happens when it comes to tap,
we'll always be almost equally crap.
We're gonna have
a very special relationship.
Our respect will be mutual.
Our entente will be cordial.
Always within international law.
Hey, that's what the rule of law is for. We're gonna have
a special relationship. Bop bop. Special relationship. Bop bop. Special relationship. Yeehaw.
Marvellous news, Mr. President. I mean, at least he's a wonder. Am I now to ask you as a small favour?
Shoot, Harry.
Well, yes, good. You see, the thing is, we've got ourselves into a small spot of bother. You see, we've just sent a man to the moon, you see.
You've done what?
Hello. Good, eh?
You galloping galoot! We're spending billions of dollars building a massive military-industrial complex to send a man to the moon. If they find out there's a goddamn limey up there, the whole thing will be ruined.
Oh dear, well, but maybe we could just keep it secret until you can build a rocket to fetch him back, of course.
Fetch him back? Not on your Nelly, my friend. This is outrageous. How can we justify spending all this money?
Well, I know. I mean, it's not like you can just pretend to go to the moon, is it?
What was that now?
I said, you can't just pretend to go to the moon, can you now?
No! No, we definitely could not do that. That would be outrageous. Right, I'm off back to the US of A now, and fully intend to be at loggerheads with you for the entire rest of my presidency.
Oh dear, is that historic accurate as well?
You bet your ass. We're gonna have a very difficult relationship. Like Elvis and the Beatles, we're gonna meet infrequently. You and me, we'll go together like a sandwich and ants.
And not here in the North Atlantic, ally am.
We're gonna have a difficult relationship. Goodbye, sir.
A difficult relationship.
But text.
A difficult relationship.
That's President Lyndon B. Johnson to you. Asswipe.
Oh, dear, dear me. And poor Geoffrey. Doomed now to die. Alone and unknown. Why, it's the futuristic sound of the galactophone. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Prime Minister. It's me, Geoffrey Livingstone. I've landed safe and sound on the moon.
Good Lord, that is marvellous news, lad.
Thank you, yes. I'm sure everybody on Earth's very excited to hear about my exploits.
Yes, yes, very, very, very much so. Yes, poor lad. If he must die, let him die thinking he's a hero. Yes, yes, we're all very excited. Well done, well done. Oh, the humanity.
Well, yes, that's marvellous, sir. I think that, hold on. What's this? It looks like some kind of tin man.
Greetings, flesh creature. I am the total intergalactic destruction droid of death.
Ooh.
But you can call me Tiddy. Diddy-diddy-diddy. Will you be my friend?
Well, yes, at least until I can get back to Earth, of course.
Wonderful. You see, it's been so lonely on the moon. But now that's changed, because here is you. We'll be such friends.
We'll be such friends.
We'll have such fun together. We will watch soppy 50s films and then have Scrabble tournaments. We'll be such friends.
We'll be such friends.
You and me forever. We will watch...
We'll be such friends.
You and me forever. We'll do each other's hair and nobody knows, it's fine. We'll do each other's hair and maybe one day put on a play.
Put on a play? Just the two of us? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I think that it might work. Maybe one of the jigsaws we will make.
All the homemade cocoa drinks, all the homemade chocolate cake. You will never, ever, ever want to leave. Let's put it on the kitchen calendar for our anniversary. We will be such friends. You and me forever.
It is
you and me in wholesome homemade fun, living on the moon. It will be great.
It all sounds great, and no need to escape.
No, no, the jolly jakes will never end because we'll be such friends. You're my best friend.
So, just me and you on the moon then, is it?
Yes, just you and me, Tilly. Just you and me. And Moon Horse.
Moon Horse?
What, Moon Horse? Oh, yes. Quiet chap, last survivor of the ancient race of star beings known as moon horses.
You mean they were a horse race? He sounds amazing. When can I meet him?
Maybe later, but first, how about a game of Boggle?
Or maybe I could meet Moon Horse now?
Oh, very well. He's in the moon stables, just after the moon gymkhana. I'll go and put the kettle on for some hot chocolate.
Thanks, Tilly. Wow, a moon horse. He must be amazing. I can't wait to meet him. Hello there, you must be Moon Horse. I'm Geoffrey Livingstone. I'm sure we're going to be great friends. What's that, Moon Horse? What's that? It's the Interstellar Alert. The Marsmen of Jupiter are invading, and only you and I can stop them. This sounds like a job for Geoffrey Livingston. Geoffrey Livingston and Moon Horse. Moon Horse. Protecting the Earth from invaders from outer space. With our Moon Horse beside me, defending the human race. If another dimension decides to attack, we can bet our lives that we're gonna hit back. Fighting on behalf of the whole flipping human race. Geoffrey Livingston, Geoffrey Livingston, and Moon Horse, Moon Horse. With Moon Horse, my faithful steed, we're a two-mile, six-legged fighting machine. If a sentient planet decides we're his lunch, we're gonna find some kind of face that we can punch. If you're planning on attacking, you'll be answering to him and me. Geoffrey Livingston, Geoffrey Livingston, and Moon Horse, Moon Horse. Come on, Moon Horse, let's go get him.
Geoffrey, it's Chocky O'Clock. I've got Bickles. Geoffrey. Geoffrey. Geoffrey.
Wow, what an amazing adventure that was, Moon Horse, wasn't it? Yes. Oh, hello there, Teddy.
You were gone for a long time.
Yes, well, you see, we've just had this amazing
hot
adventure.
Hot chocolate.
Oh, thank you. Ah, it's gone cold.
Yes. Yes, it has, rather.
Oh, what's that, Moon Horse? Put it in the microwave. That's a brilliant idea. I'm sure you and I are going to have hundreds and hundreds of amazing adventures.
And hundreds of amazing adventures is exactly what they did have over the next 45 years. Geoffrey Livingstone and Moon Horse saving the world again and again from their base on the moon. Why? If they ever weren't on their base on the moon, if, I don't know, just for instance, they were here on Earth instead, why? Why, then we would surely be doomed.
Excuse me?
Good Lord, Geoffrey Livingstone! What are you doing here?
It's Moon Horse. He's been kidnapped.
Moon Horse, the greatest hero Earth has never known. Moon Horse, that he's set it up but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion.
every living soul.
What a cliffhanger. If you want to find out what happens next, we have got a couple of shows left this year and in February. But otherwise, stick around because we're hoping to do something somewhere with Moonhorse after that. In the meantime, I'd just like to say thanks very, very much to A Little Orchestra for playing. They were magic. And especially thanks for playing a couple of my songs, which was like a dream come true for me. It really, really was. And thanks to Steve as well for putting up with me. So the next show we've got is on December the 8th. Also at the King and Queen. All details are at www.totallyacoustic.com. When we've got a guest so special, I can't even tell you who it is. But suffice to say, it is one of my all-time heroes. So it should be rather brilliant. And then we'll have a podcast out shortly after that. So thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody who came. And we'll see you next time.